was last August. I just finished work and my friend's card broke down and gave me a ring and said, would I be able to give him a lift home? I said, yeah, not a problem. He met me at my girlfriend's house, Lorna. We started driving to his house. As we come past this petrol station, a woman on her mobile phone coming in the opposite direction just pulled straight across our path and we hit her head on.
And how fast were you going at a time?
We were doing about 50 because this is a bit of a dangerous, dodgy area anyway, because there's a lot of junctions and like petrol station anyway, and she was going about 25 miles an hour at the time, so about 75 mile an hour combined speed when we hit.
And what can you remember, Lorna?
I don't remember anything, nothing at all.
And is that because you were a passenger in the car and the injuries that you suffered?
Yeah, because I was knocked out, so it's just wiped from my memory. I don't even remember getting in the car to go. Well, I was trapped by the engine, so I crushed my foot, I broke my back, I got a brain injury, and I broke my wrist.
I was relatively okay, really. I mean, usual bumps and bruises, whiplash, but my main injury was my key, so my ignition went through the side of my knee, which tore the cartilage, which I'm waiting for an operation to fix at the moment. So just trying to get over that in a minute.
And it's been a year then since it happened, but how has it changed you two? I mean, how do you feel about driving now?
We're a lot more cautious. I mean, don't take it for granted as much now, and like, you know, realise the dangers that the road really do offer, and how much it's not always yourself you've got to be careful of, but everyone else around you and the situation you're in, really. Yeah.
Well, I only started driving about 9 months after it happened. No, not longer than that, actually. Yeah. Nearly a year. It was until I started driving again, so a bit of a nervy passenger.
And what about the fact that the lady was using her mobile phone? Was she on the phone or was she texting?
They never did defiantly know what she was, but the three witnesses say she had the phone in her hand, held to her ear at the time of the crash. Her phone records show that she was on the phone for three separate occasions in that journey alone. It just really goes to show that using your phone really does impair your decisions, and your concentration levels are a lot less when you're using the phone.
And what's your message, Lorna? I mean, you've had brain damage and you broke your back and had all those awful injuries. What, to people that are using their phones and they still think that it's okay, what would you say to them?
I think it's fine if you want to do it to yourself, but it's other people that are going to have to put up with the consequences. People that are using the road right. Really, innocent people, passengers, children. It's not their fault that you decided to use your phone.